Welcome to Skin, Spirit, and Sacred, a place to claim your beauty, pleasure, and experience joy in the body. I'm so happy you're here to go on the sacred journey from skin to spirit with me. Mahalo. Hey, Marina here. Welcome back. I am coming out of an incredible weekend of such potent launches, milestones for my own personal life, for business life. I am honored and really elated to be here with you, and also tired because the energetic and intentional output that just went into birthing what I have just put on into the world was immense. Ground and Be Free, my brand new book, is out. It launched May 11th. The 11th anniversary of Mahalo Skincare is underway, and it was my birthday. The launch of the book, and this is what I quickly do a framework of this episode today. I would love to talk to you a little bit about the experience of launching a book, some incredible aha moments I've had, and then take you on a journey of experiencing grounding. And if you are coming to this episode podcast from the book, you can skip the introduction part and go straight to the practice. You can see in the timeline when that begins. I like to create containers and structures so you know what to expect from the experience. So Ground and Be Free, it has been such a potent and truly full of miracles journey for me as a self-published author, for this being a fully solo journey. It only happened with the blessings and the direction of spirit. There is just no other way this would have came out the way it did. From the moment I started writing it, from the energy that I had to produce it, and what has transpired this weekend during the launch. We pre-launched it on May 10th in the evening when it went published on Amazon, and I've sent to a few of the Mahalo and intimate subscribers about, hey, the book is here. And within the first few hours, we had the number one new release in two categories, which is incredible because there are hourly thousands of books that are being published on Amazon. The ribbon of number one new release is still holding. I'm recording 4 days later. So honored that exists, which in Amazon, they check the statistics every hour. So that means the energy, the need for the information, but more than information, the vibrational frequencies, the grounding frequencies that are part of the book is what is needed by the world, by you. A lot of the people that are listening to my podcast are the people that have bought the book. Thank you. Two other things happen that I'm still processing in my body. They were astounding. First is more of a personal moment of, I believe it was on Saturday, I woke up and just went to check how it's going with the statistics and what needs to happen. And I saw the book in the new releases or top new releases, what the best releases, whatever it is, on par in the first three lines with a person that I have admired for 15 years now, a person whose books have made pivotal impact in life. And that is Marianne Williamson. One of her first books, A Return to Love, has been a solace to me in more than one occasion, especially when I was going through difficult moments of divorce or learning how to find love again. The way she expresses vulnerability and openness of her heart. If you have never heard of this book, I definitely would recommend you check it out. It's called A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson, and it's based on A Course in Miracles, another incredible book from the 70s, not by her, but she has been a big student and a teacher of A Course in Miracles. I've actually done a whole year studies with her that she's done a few years ago, and that has been quite nourishing and impactful to me. So anyways, I go on and on. So seeing Marianne Williamson book and Ground and Be Free in the first two, basically side by side, it has been an incredible moment for me. I was starstruck moment. And this once again gave me a realization that what I am creating is needed for the world. It is one other sparkle, one other drop of love that is only adding to this emergence of light, of love, of more beauty. So that was my experience with Marianne Williamson, and I would love to plug in here that I would love to have her here on the podcast, and that's why I'm mentioning and writing it in here, because I would love to have an opportunity to talk love, God, miracles with her. If my book can be side by side with Marianne Williamson, then I can have a conversation with her and dive deep into the heart. So that was that, one of the experiences of Ground and Be Free. And last but not least, happened on Sunday. I was kind of winding down for the day. I went to see how the statistics are going, what's happening with the marketing, with the languaging, and how the flow is going. And I was floored when I saw book Ground and Be Free being number one bestseller in energy healing. For that, I bow to you with deep reverence and gratitude for bringing your energy, your flow of need, of bringing these words, bringing this vibrational frequency to your eyes, to your ears, to your home. The number one bestseller is a huge, huge thing to accomplish for a solo publisher. I didn't do this book with a publishing company. This was just fully me. So whatever the energy that was produced, it was produced by you. So I am so deeply grateful. Normally, by this time, we would have had a drop-in into practice, but I will do so in a few minutes when the majority of our time together will be about dropping into practice. So to create a little bit more of this container structure, I am reminded here, reminded by the Rare Indigo Balm looking at me. It's always by me, always on the table, in connecting these experiences back to skin, back to the body, and how that's relevant to myself and to all of this experiences. Creating these powerful launches, these milestones, have been quite taxing on my emotional and physical body. One of my mentors, current mentors, said that she's like, Marina, you're hot rodding your body, and not in a sexy way. And that is true. This was a conscious container that I've created for myself for these few months of really pouring a lot of energy. But what that also means is that my physical body is in real need of love, care, and attention. Before I sat down to record this episode, this was the intention for me to talk about connecting to skin, connecting to the body. And what I've realized is there's many, many things that prevent us from fully dropping in and being in our skin. Of course, being distracted, being tired, or et cetera, et cetera. Those are just really convenient excuses, and they are excuses. What is often preventing us from fully submersing ourselves into the skincare, into the self-care moment of connecting within our skin are the things that I actually spent talking about the majority of the book, Ground and Be Free. And that is pain. Different moments, experiences of pain that get stuck in our energetic body that create a dissonance between our physical self and our emotional self and our mental self. And I know that you're familiar with that feeling when you're almost like looking at yourself from an outsider perspective, that you kind of see that there is your hands, there is your skin, but you can't quite really land into your skin. I often talk about, this is the whole intention behind Mahalo Skincare, is helping, well, me and people who come in contact with it to drop in deeper into our skin. But one of the elements that is, there's many of them, and one of them that I'd like to highlight now is that what's preventing us from really dropping in and embodying it are these pain, I call them pain confetti, that are floating around our energetic space. What I mean by that, let me quickly speak about what I mean by the pain confetti. So a great example, I think I give this in the book, is say you touch a hot pan that's on the stove, right? You touch it and it's hot. So initially you just recoil and you go, oh my gosh, that's hot. So what's happening in your mind, in your subconscious and energetic field, you create a little memo that, ouch, that hurts. So you begin associating, this is very simple. This is like teaching like a 3-year-old what you've done if you have kids. Touching the pan, it's going to hurt. So it created that tiny little dot of charged energy with pain in your space. This is actually done, and I speak about this in the book as well, called samskaras, which is, goes back to the ancient Indian philosophy. This is not a brand new concept. I did not come up with this. This is thousands and hundreds of thousands of years old, how these energetic pains are created in our body. And then the Vedas, they say that we bring them with us if we incarnate, if you believe into reincarnation. I digress. Let me come back to the pan. So you touch the pan, it's hot. Oh my gosh, you created this energetic, I call it a confetti. And now it's got stuck in your mental space and your energetic space and to the degree physical space. So next time, and that's also serves you purpose. So next time you come to a pan, there becomes that slight little unconscious recoil from that pain picture activating and say, hey, that's the pan. Remember, we got hurt. Don't touch it again. And that's a very simple example. Bigger examples could be heartbreak. If you have fallen in love with someone, whatever happened, and then you were either gone through divorce or cheating, whatever the experience that is that caused you a deep heartbreak, what happens, that creates an imprint, that little confetti, that energetic charge that goes, if you fall in love, if you open your heart, you're going to be hurt. So we create constantly, we create and produce thousands and thousands of these pain confettis that are floating around our mental space. There are incredible modern somatic practices, right? Movement, dance, to help us relieve and move stuck pain from the physical body. But what I've also often see is there are very few practices that work with releasing these stuck emotional charges, because that's what they are, these pain confetti. They're small little bubble of charged energy that it got released, that very hot pan, it got released into the small bubble and it got stuck and in your auric field. I'll mention the book again. I speak in bigger detail what the aura are. If you're not familiar, it's written in the book. So all of these energetic charges, they're floating around our auric field, our mental space. And no matter, this is from my personal experience and in hundreds of practices that I've participated in, no matter how much of the dance movement or even the inner child work that you do, if we don't address releasing these pain confetti, these samskaras from our actual energetic field, they will remain activating, triggering, and being in control over our sovereignty. And this is the main part of what I weave, of course, in much more detail in my book. So connecting this back to skincare and the Rare Indigo that got me talking about this is, if we feel disconnected from our body and having a hard time, like I said, you're standing beside yourself, you're in your body, but you're not really in your body, and you're having a hard time landing, what's often the reason for that is that some of these emotional confetti could be highly activated in your energetic or auric field. And if that's the case, you're almost a defense mechanism, you become unconscious, kicks in that says, let's just stay unconscious. Let's just go, I don't know, watch Netflix, or let's do a face mask, but not really. They just try and not be focused on whatever pain that is being activated in this moment. So if you're noticing yourself that you're about to do a skincare ritual or whatever that's in your life that you're having a hard time dropping in, this is just my invitation to say, hey, don't be hard on yourself. All that is happening is that you have a fresh batch of pain confetti of these triggered emotional bubbles that are ready to be released. And the more we have tools to release this energy charge, the more in control we become of our space, the more enjoyable our skincare rituals become, the more enjoyable our just life in general, the less reactive we become to our environment. And that's actually the gold nugget right there. We become less impacted by triggers. We become less influenced by what somebody said or how somebody looked at us, because these pain emotional charges, they no longer exist. So there doesn't create that charge, the plus and minus of the polarity. I've given this example before. If somebody were to call me dumb blonde, for example, and I'm not blonde in case you don't know, I would just be like, okay. Like, that's just not, that makes no sense. Or if someone were to say something to me that would activate what we call trigger one of these emotional confetti charges, yeah, I will be triggered. Yes, it will affect me. So the point here is not to be, no, not blonde, random example I used. The point is to be free from these emotional charges so that you're fully neutral in your space. One last example I'll give you is this. I have never been a person that can force myself not to do something. What I mean by that is if I get a lot of chocolate cravings, I can't force myself to stop eating chocolate. I've been like this since I was a kid. I just can't. I'm going to go and eat the chocolate and just be like, forget it. I don't care. What I've learned for myself is that what I need to do is to not want the chocolate. So with this example, I would drop in deeper and be, where is this craving for chocolate is coming from? Again, is it activating one of these emotional charges? Most likely it is. Which one? Oh, I'm craving sweetness in life. I'm craving sweetness in life, but there is an emotional, and it's often I do this more in practice, I can say, oh, instead of actually going for a hug from my beloved, there is a pain picture, there's that pain confetti charge activated and reminding me to say, hey, remember when you asked him for a hug and he was busy and he snarked at you? Don't do that. Instead, go have a chocolate, because that's the surest way to receive the sweetness. So then I go, oh, let me just sit down and practice, ground, release that memory, that energetic charge of him snarking at me. And then I can be in full neutral space of having sweetness in whatever forms I want. So then if I want to have chocolate, it no longer becomes that, oh my God, I must have chocolate or I will die. It just be like, oh, let's have a chocolate. Or be like, oh, I want to have sweetness of a connection and expression with my beloved. And even if he is busy and if he will be snarky at me, I could be like, oh, that's okay, my darling. I understand you are tired. I can go get my sweetness somewhere else. Oh, this has turned out to be a very long intro. Thank you for staying with me. I'm still reeling. I'm reeling on the excitement of the launch of the book and the milestones that it has reached. So thank you for staying and journeying with me. But right now, let us drop into practice. So I will speak for a few minutes until I invite you to get comfortable. For this practice, it's best to be seated on a chair or a couch, but with your feet flat on the floor. And that's because we are going to be connecting to the Mother Earth and the meridians, which is the energetic pathways from your body, are best when your feet are touching the floor. with your back straight, get comfortable, get cozy. If you need to light a candle, adjust the lighting, adjust, maybe bring a blanket. Really give your body space and ways to be cozy. This is the time for when we're connecting your physical body with that of your spirit body. And the cool thing with this practice is that this is non-denominational. It doesn't matter if you believe in divine God or if you're an atheist or agnostic. It doesn't matter. By spirit here, we can mean your highest consciousness. For me, as you've heard in the previous episodes, spirit, higher self, is the connection to the greater realm. So as you get cozy, let us take a deep breath and exhale. Breath, first of all, in all practices, ancient practices, is one of the first gateways into healing. In Hawaiian, breath is ha, H-A. It's breath of life. And Hawaiians, for them, the divine is ha. Actually, in the word mahalo, the H-A part of it is being in the presence of the divine. So as we sit and we enjoy these conscious breaths, I invite you to put your attention on your breath as a way of connecting to the divine, to something that is greater than you, whatever that means to you. It could be nature, it could be the life-giving force that is breath, that is air. You can put your attention to the mechanics of breath, to your lungs, to your diaphragm. You can even bring your attention down into your pelvic bone and notice when you breathe, do you breathe with breath going all the way down and filling your pelvic bone? Because this is where you create a deep, full, nourishing breath. This also is a good reminder that when you are in times of stress or being disconnected from yourself, dropping in into this deep breath is one of the easiest way of reconnecting to yourself. As I say this, spirit gives me a visual of a drop, almost like a pendulum drop, just going all the way down and stopping right in front of your pubic area in heaviness and really bringing you down in a nourishing way. Let's shake up a little bit too, because as you've seen in Ground and Be Free, big part of this experience is playfulness, is amusement, and something I talk about is level of kindergarten. This is not serious. None of this is serious. This is not brain surgery. And why make it not serious is because in the level of kindergarten, everything is okay. You know, if you did not breathe properly, that's okay. Who is to say what is a proper breath? The right question, if there is a right question, or the way a childlike wonder would be, did I enjoy this breath? Was it delicious? It filled me up. Did it give you a tingle? You can feel, does it give you a tingle going behind your spine? When you open and expand your chest forward, does it make your head fall back? Oh, that's cool. Did it move your hair? How fun. Allow this to be fun. Also, allow this to be annoying. if you find yourself annoyed right now, if maybe you want to stop the episode, that's okay. That also could be a little confirmation that some of your emotional pain confetti starting to get stirred up because they know you're about to be free from them. And that's why being in amusement is fun. You can just be like, oh, look, I just got super annoyed. Huh. And what am I to be annoyed at? This is fun. This is not fun. Whatever. Doesn't matter. But I invite you to continue this journey with me. Put your attention to your sits bones. I always find that funny, by the way. Why is it sits bones? That's the correct way of saying them, apparently. Sitsy bonesy. It's more amusement for you. Because that is the place where we will be connecting our grounding cord, sits bones. The place where we connect it to is at the end of your spine, where your tailbone is. And if you were, if you were a doggy, that's where it would be an extension of your tail. Or in more sciencey ways, at the root of your first chakra. And chakra is a Sanskrit word for wheel. So it's a spinning wheel of energy. We're not going to go much into that. We have thousands of chakras around our body. So, but there are 7 main ones. So the first one is right at your, you guessed it, sits bones. So your root, first chakra. Now tap your feet. Let's tappy, 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 tappy your feet. Really, you can even move them on the floor. Really, let's get connected. Also notice within these last, 5 minutes since we started the practice, how more alive are you becoming in your body? It could be more joyful, could be more annoyed. As I said, all of that's fine. take a deep breath. Lean back. If your eyes are not closed, I invite you to close your eyes. Next step we're going to do is you're going to visualize yourself popping inside your head, kind of right in the middle of your head. You can even stand right kind of behind your eyes. So with your eyes closed, you can imagine yourself seeing as if you have this big control center, which it is, in the center of your head. Hi, you're there. And for this practice, we're going to use visualization. This is a quick actually note here. Many meditations have you do, visualize the beach, in Hawaii, etc. That's actually out of body practice. That doesn't bring you back into the body. For this practice, we're going to visualize ways to bring you back into your body. So what we're visualizing is a grounding cord. What did you think it's going to be? You've heard me do this before. So visualize anything you want to use for your grounding cord. When I started doing this first time, I would always go for redwoods, and that's still my staple. But if you've done this before, and you've heard me say this before, I invite you to try something different. How about a stack of shoes or a stack of, I'm looking around my room. It could be curtains. A stack of, you heard me say cupcakes. Whatever that's gives you mind just kind of like, wow, that doesn't make sense. Good. Because you will have less association to making it rigid. This is all about playfulness. The more playful you are, the easier it is for you to release painful emotions. Painful emotions like heartbreak, grief. Even just saying this right now, got very serious in here. Let's go back. So how about those cupcakes? Cupcakes, cupcakes. So in the center of your head, visualize cupcakes stacking right on top of each other. And once you see them stacked, doesn't matter, 3, 4, 5, whatever. You're going to visualize that stack coming right under your chair and connecting at the bottom of your first chakra, the first spinning wheel, the sits bones, where your spine ends. Hook it right in there. Now you're creating an extension that goes all the way from your top of your head, all the way down through the chair into these cupcakes. And then you can visualize these cupcakes dropping to the center of the earth. Yay! You can just see them swirl down. Woo, whoa, off they go. Fun. Dropping into the center of the earth. In the center of the earth, what is there? Let's play with that for a moment. What's there? I mean, people tell us there's hot magma, but if you were a kid, one of my favorite books was Jules Verne, Travel to the Center of the World or Core of the Earth. I forgot the exact title, Jules Verne's. And he had like super fun adventures when they find, what did they find there? Like dinosaurs and so on. Like there's a complete different life that's going on there. Isn't that cool? Just imagine, you just like, there they go, there's their dinosaurs, center of the earth, and then whoop, there's a stack of cupcakes. That, what? What's that? That's you. That's your grounding cord. Ah, yes, this is a moment of playfulness. And here you are, connected to the mother of all. You can now expand your grounding cord. You can make that stack of cupcakes wide. As wide as an elephant. Why not? Maybe a little wider. And if that became a little, oh, that's too much, that's okay. That's okay. But all of this practice, it's okay. How delicious is that? Now go back to your center of head. Remember when you were there right behind your eyes, and you can visualize a light switch and flip it to on. And now your grounding cord is starting to release all of that stuck energy that's got stirred up in your space and is ready to be freed from your body. How is that that's done? Gravitational pull of Mother Earth. Whatever I'm sharing with you right now, as I said, I did not create this. All of this comes, this wisdom comes from Mother Earth. All of this is set up. All we have to do is just hook into her. She's there, be like, hey, baby, give me all of that stuff for me to burn so I can churn it away and to create more life. Like trees create oxygen from pollution, same Mother Earth. She's like, you're doing the work. You are wanting to be free from pain, be less of the walking trigger monkey. You want to be more free and enjoying your sovereignty. My beloved child, I would be more than happy to help you to free yourself from this pain. Give it to me. Yes, so Mother Earth wants you to ground, wants you to be connected. And we can just sit. Well, for as long as you can, as you want in this practice, grounding is the foundational practice of all of my clairvoyant spiritual medicine. No matter of the advanced level or the level of the degree that I'm working with masters, etc., grounding is always the foundation. We always say, we always check in, are you grounded? Are you grounding? Are you releasing? Because the more we stir up, the more we connect to spirit, the more we step in to our light, the more of pain we will shake up in our space to release. So all this is a shower, is a hygiene, is a way for you to be free, is to constantly, like, there's so many allegories they can do, exfoliating your skin, clearing your spirit, taking a spiritual shower. This is what grounding is. The next step for that is to ground each of your aura layers. And I will do this quickly, assuming you have read more in the book what I speak about aura layers. And if not, I do invite you to look into that. So as you sit and you're grounding and your grounding cord is now wide, I love that example Spirit gave me just now of the elephant. You can now start visualizing and seeing the aura layers around you. And the aura bubble is usually advised to be comfortably within 2 feet from our body, or about, actually, if you stretch your arms out both ways, that's kind of like how far your aura should be from yourself. You can bring it closer to yourself or push it out if it's been too close. And the more you work with this, the more it will actually make sense. For now, you can just do this and be like, what am I doing? I'm just moving my arms around. And that's okay. Who is there to see? You're exercising. You're doing some musculars. So the auras, they go like the onion layers. You can see the first aura layer. You don't have to see it. You can just imagine it as well. Visualize it. Your first aura layer. And you can tuck it into your grounding cord. Second aura layer, tuck it in like a shirt into your grounding cord. And continue doing the same for the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. And if this is too much, that's okay. That's absolutely okay. We'll work with that more later. For now, this was just your introduction into grounding of the aura layers and a little bit more deeper and nourishing introduction into the actual grounding practice. So this episode is a little bit different from the other Skin, Spirit, and Sacred, but in light of the Ground and Be Free being born and me being in a very mixture of playful, tired, elated frequency, this is what has come through me for this creation. So I invite you to practice grounding as much as you can. The cool thing about this grounding cord, it usually works for 24 to 48 hours once you plug that into your body. I go into details in the book about how you can refresh it, how you can change it, or just simply create a new one whenever you're ready. You can ground yourself. You can ground your electronics. I ground my dog, Luna, I ground my partner, I ground my mother often. And a quick note to that, grounding other people and situations around you does not interfere with their free will. That's very important. In clairvoyant work, we do not interfere with the free will of another person. This is also a slight segue. In my spiritual medicine readings, I don't do fortune telling because that's interfering with free will of yourself and another person. So when you ground someone, you simply help to discharge whatever is the external triggers, pain pictures, pain confetti that are ready to be released. The internal work for that person is for them to do on their own. But you can ground if you feel a tense situation. If you're walking to a post office and you see people arguing, you can create a bubble and just visualize it being grounded. And all you're doing is just discharging. It's kind of like opening a window. You're discharging the stuck energy that's there. Whatever is the internal and people that are arguing, that's their work, but you're just discharging the energy around them. When I ground my pet Luna, since I've mentioned it, she has epilepsy. So grounding her helps her actually, well, ground that electrical overcharge that is running through her body, that too much of that energy that's in her space. So she becomes more calm. Actually, when I began grounding her, 2.5 years ago, her seizures have really decreased. It's been quite incredible. But I must wrap up because I've been talking for quite a while now. I would like to invite you to notice for a few days as you ground what is true, what is coming up true in your physical body, in your emotional body. As you ground, how much more closer and connected you are to the voice of your body, to the voice of your, well, skin. How are your skincare rituals? And if you are a man, I know we have lovely gentlemen that listen to the podcast, How is your relationship to skin when you shave, when you wash your face, when you wash your hair? How is that connection? Is there more ways of mindfulness that is being awoken as you are grounding and creating the space to be more in your sovereignty? For this episode, there will be no poem. I will leave connection to beloved Khalil Gibran to our next time together. And to conclude, I would like to invite you to connect with me if you're so inspired. I would love to hear if you have questions. Perhaps if you have people you'd like to hear me interview. One of them, as I mentioned, I want to talk to Marianne Williamson. Or if you have somebody else, please let me know. Send me questions. You can do a voice note and email it through our website, mahalo.care. We have a contact form there. And overall, leave a comment, subscribe, come into this journey. I would love to be more voice connected with you than this being just a dialogue. But thank you so much for being here with me. I hope this was a nourishing experience for you, and I look forward to seeing you next week.